Got it. Okay, fine. So we spoke about the seven, I think, reasons why the Torah, why the Chumash Halevavos says the Torah doesn't mention Schar and Olam Haba in the Torah. We'll see, we'll touch on some of them now. He's going to go into it. But what he's going to deal with now is the betochen that a person needs in relation to the reward he's going to get in Shemayim. How does a Baal betochen relate to Schar and Olam Haba? That's the subject for now. And we'll see there's some interesting stuff here. Maybe not the way we used to thinking and learning pshat in the Mishnah there. The Rambam says maybe slightly different pshat. The Chumash was a very unique pshat here on that Mishnah of not to law manas lekabel pras. We'll see. It's interesting. So let's see what he says. V'tochana lelokim. V'mashiyad bo ha-tzadikim migmul ha-ilam hazeh v'ilam avo ala avoida. This betochen that a person has on a Kodesh Baruch Hu in regard to was promised that the righteous she sholmu lemi sheroilo v'chein yisholam oilish lemi sheroilo. First of all, a person has to have betochen that somebody is whatever he's deserving, he's going to get. Whether it's scha or oinesh, he's going to get what's fitting for him. If you deserve it, you'll get it. You have to have betochen that that's going to happen. Min adin al ha-ma'amin, u'bitchein al elokim b'zeh mi'ashlomos ha'emuna b'elokim. This is a chiyuv. For somebody who has emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this betochen is a chiyuv. And it's an important, a necessary part, component of having true imunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means the imunah and betochen that a person has, no, go away. The imunah and the betochen that a person has in Schava Oinesh is not just a nice thing to have. It's mamash, it's a chiyuv. Kamosha Kosuv, he brings a posuk for it. Akash Baruch Hu promised Avram Avinu Scha for in this world, that he told him in this world the Scha will be very great. V'amin b'Hashem v'yachshavu lo tzedakah. Avram had imunah in Hashem, and Hashem considered it as some kind of, calls it stoker. I'm not sure how you translate it. Stoker means somehow that Avram was doing a chesed for Hashem. Others translated as it was considered that he was a tzaddik. It was a righteous thing. His imunah in Hashem was righteous. I think that's the way the Chumash Halevavos goes. V'amar David HaMelech says, Lule amanti lirois betuv Hashem be'eretz chaim. Had I not had imunah, that I would see the goodness of Hashem in the land of life. Land of life, eretz chaim, means olam haba. It means David saying, if I hadn't had imunah, it means you have to have imunah in Hashem, that there's going to be schav oinesh. Besides that, it's one of the Rambam brings it down, as one of the Yud Gimeli Korim. A person who doesn't have imunah in schav oinesh in apikairos. Chutzmi is not a Baal Betochen, but he's also an Apikairos, because he doesn't believe in one of the Yud Gimeli Korim. So the Chavoy Sofer doesn't refer to the Korim. He just says it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah, a person is a mitzvah to have Imunah and Betochen in Olam Haba. So how do you apply this Betochen? You have to have Betochen that is Chavoynish. Okay, that's the first step. So how does that manifest? How do we apply the Betochen, yeah? So you need to remember, we said above in the fourth and in the seventh reasons why betochen is not mentioned, why schar olam haba is not mentioned in the Torah, is because a person doesn't earn, even if he does the mitzvahs, he doesn't earn his reward for doing the mitzvahs. Remember we said that we had a problem with it. We had a kasha, what about the Ma'amad Kusuma? What about bread of shame? What do you mean? If I'm anyway getting the mitzvahs, the reward, and I don't deserve it, so I'm back to the original problem why Hashem created the world. Okay, there was a kasha we have to deal with. I've never heard a satisfactory answer in the Chumash Halevavos for that yet. That's a well-known, famous kasha. Not our kasha, that's an old kasha. So, but he said that even if a person does the mitzvahs, that doesn't earn him the reward, because he owes Hashem much more than Hashem can ever, than you can ever pray Hashem. You owe Hashem so much. Well, you're going to get reward for what you're doing. You owe the guy next door $50 million. So you go and you mow his lawn for him. Now you want to get paid for that? You know, they got $50 million. You're in Modi's lawn, so you want him to give you $1,000 because you cut the grass? So, you owe Hashem so much. Whatever you're doing for him, it pales into insignificance of what you owe him. So Schala Mabai is a chesed that Hashem does for those that find favor in Hashem's eyes. That's how the Chovis Olav was learned. Okay? I'm working with the Chovis Olav Avos. There's a lot Pashut, and it's not, I don't say everyone learns like that, but that's what he said, if you remember. So now he says, Va'ein roi liftoich al masayu atoif.
Sorry, Rabbi, can I just ask, how else would you learn? If not like that, what would be another pshat that makes sense to say
that there's a certain amount of schar for each mitzvah that a person does. Mm-hmm. When you do the mitzvah, you get schar. You earn it so that you're not getting bread of shame. You earn it. You earn. Well, what's a reward? A reward is schar. You earned it.
And a chanami, but underlining that.
I would have thought the simple pshat is Hashem says, if you put on tefillin, you get $50. I get $50 because I put on tefillin. So they're 50 tefillin's worth $50, let's say. It's scha. It says it's scha. Scha means it's not Hashem's not giving you a matana.
No.
It's not the pashtos. Pshat in scha b'oinesh is you're getting pay. And he says it himself. You have to have imuna that what Hashem is going to give you what you deserve. But you tell me I don't deserve it.
I hear that, but underlying that, with however you look at it, Lamaisa, in order for you to put on tefillin and get your $50, so to speak, for as your schar for the mitzvah, Hashem gave you everything that you needed in order to do that. You know, so whatever reward is, like lechayra, it's still nothing in terms of what He's given you. You doing the mitzvah is not going to necessarily cover everything that the chesed that He's done for you up to now. He gave you life and gave you the ability to put on tefillin and gave you eyes and ears and all these things. Like in Sfarah, I'm saying in Sfarah, the $50 that He gives
you. You're saying what the Chayvus
Lavav is saying. I don't know how you can't, like any other way of looking at Lamaisa, that's the emes.
What is Chavoinish? Explain to me what Chavoinish is. I said, that Hashem pays people. What's the lotion there in the Ike? One second. What's the in the Yud Gimel Ikari? Ma pshat. I'm just one second. I want to see it inside. The lotion there. Just one second. אני מאמין בשלם שבו יסבר שמוי, גויים אל טויב לשוים למצוויס, ומעניש לאויב להם מצוויסו. אתה כזה לא שני... is גויים אל טויב. What's גויים אל? גויים אל חסודים. He gives a person good to those that keep his mitzvahs, and he's מעניש לאויב להם מצוויסו. אתה כזה, the lotion of the Baal Yud Gimel Ikarim is more like the Chovis Lavavos.
Yeah, I'm saying like you could say there's two. You could say there's two levels.
He's not Loshen. Just one second. The Loshen of the Ika there. The Loshen of the Ika there is the Loshen of the Ika there is that it's a Gemul.
Right.
It's not earned. It's not a reward. It's not a reward. It's a Gemul. Hashem's giving you. Who's He giving it to? To Shmitzvahs. Why? Because they find favor in his eyes. That's the lotion of the Chovis Lavavos. And his manish, those that don't keep mitzvahs. But we'll see now that the oinish you get, you do deserve. The reward you get, you don't deserve. We'll see. Oinish, and that's why the lotion there is different for oinish and for reward. But he seems to be saying in the Yud Gimel Ikarim, he's saying, like we're saying, that the reward you're getting is a gemul. It's for free. I mean, it's you don't deserve it. It's a chesed. Hashem's giving it to you, but you don't deserve it. But the kashi is what about Amad Kusuf?
Yeah, then you still have the kashi.
Sada, okay. We've lived this long with the kashi. We'll live a bit longer with the kashi. I bought that kashi to a lot of people. I've never heard a proper teret. What does the Chovis Lavavos do with Amad Kusuf? Obviously, one has to. You have to learn the Chovis Lavavos like a rash boy. You have to be ma'ayin in the sugya more. I don't know. But Nachinami, that's what he seems to be saying. But we'll see, it's a bit of a problem because we have to see how you learn Pshat in the Mishnah now. That's going to be the, okay, in Achinami, I agree. How else would you learn? I would learn that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to have bread of shame, he wants the reward I'm getting to be the ultimate reward in the Lashon of the Derech Hashem, that he gave me the opportunity to earn the reward. You're telling me now, even after you do the Ishtadlus and do the mitzvahs, whatever, you still don't deserve the reward. So then I'm back to getting bread of shame. In a chinami, that's a problem. But putting bread of shame aside, in a chinami, you're right. The Chovetz Chovos's logic is very compelling. You want reward for doing what you're doing? you're indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu up to your eyeballs. Where he has to pay you now as well. You could work for 100,000 years, you wouldn't be able to pay off the debt. He has to pay your salary as well. Mm. I'm saying that's a compelling story. Nachon. Yeah. That's the Rabbi Sol Salanta. With one Shabbos cholent, you can eat up your Olam Haba. There's so much chesed Hashem's doing for us in the physical world that there's not the Olam Haba is finished. Mitzachani, you got a problem because it says Schar mitzvah b'hai al malak leke. You can't get reward in this world for a mitzvah because the reward for a mitzvah is so pleasurable and it's neshama stuff that you can't give the guy the reward yet. And the Chovetz Chovos seemed to be saying earlier, so man, that the reward for the mitzvahs is in this world and Olam Haba is kulu chesed. I don't have sudah yet. I don't have the summer sudah. So in a chinami, maybe we have to try and get more clarity. That's all. But in the meantime, just one second. I don't know what's going on here. In the meantime, you have to just be aware that it's the problems here. It's not watertight. The Tikkun Vilna Gaon that I saw a Feldman brings down. I don't know what I did with it. I think I maybe mentioned it last week that I can't find my notes. I had amazing notes that Feldman had a whole stickle explaining why it is that we don't deserve anything in this world. And therefore, everything you take in this world comes out of your cheshbon in Olam Haba. Because you don't really have a cheshbon yet. Because that was the deal that Yaakov made with Esav. I'm saying this very, very reservingly because I don't remember exactly how it worked, but Be'erach, what I remember is that was the deal that Yaakov made with Esav. He said, Yaakov gets Olam Haba. That means he has no right to Olam Hazeh. Esav got Olam Hazeh, he has no right to Olam Haba. So whenever Esav gets in this world, Magelo, it's his, he gets it, it's his, he doesn't have to pay for it. Yaakov wants something in this world, because you don't have anything in this world. You gave up this world. You have Olam Haba. Call Yisrael Yeshlim Chelek L'Olam Haba. But Olam Hazeh, you want a Chelek in Olam Hazeh? You pay for it. Where did you pay for it? You don't have the local currency down here. So you have to do a transfer from where you really live. You have to do a transfer from your home country, which is Olam Haba, down here, so that you have something to live off here. As a Rayon, that was the kivun, but I have to say it inside. There's a lot of questions on that as well. What I just said now as well, but that explained based on the going that was the outcropping of Yaakov and Esav's business deal they did there. Is that Yaakov was left there? That's why it says Ketanti Mekala Chosonim. Yaakov was very worried because he was giving so much physical brocha. Esav says to Yaakov, who are all these children? Who's all this stuff? Why, Maze, what are you doing with all this stuff? You're not supposed to have this. You're still Olam Hazeh for. Where did you come to having such a beautiful family and so much wealth and so? That's what he was saying to him. Substandard. You gave up Olam Hazeh. You're not supposed to have this stuff. And Yaakov is saying, Ketanti Mekala Chosonim. Yaakov says, I'm left empty because, meaning, Chazal explained, the Rashi, that he's worried about his Olam Haba has been diminished because of all the chesed Hashem did for him. What was he worried about his Olam Haba? Well, maybe Hashem, all the chesed Hashem did for you is, that's Olam Hazeh. Well, Mazeh Kashut Olam Haba. Because Yaakov understood that everything got in Olam Hazeh, it was coming out of his cheshbon in Olam Haba. Hashem says to him, don't worry, I'll tira Yaakov. Don't worry, Yaakov. I've got it covered. You're all right. You're in good. Don't worry. You said it. Your schiot in Olam Haba is still intact. That's the whole sugya there. So that has to be understood properly. The whole sugya, you have to go in and learn it properly.
That's the chart on the business account.
So there are the different tratim. Take out of Pinkus' share in Kedusha Zachili. He has five different tirutzim. There's dozens of tirutzim, how that is. The business account is a very hard one. I mean, to try and say that the way you save your mitzvahs, the reward for your mitzvahs, and you still function down here, is that everything you're doing down here is basically you're doing for Hashem. means I'm eating in order to be able to do the mitzvahs. I'm sleeping, I'll be able to do the mitzvahs. I'm going for a walk on the beach. I'm having a holiday. All the physical stuff I'm getting done here, I'm only using for Hashem. So then I have a business account. When a businessman goes on a business trip, he stays in a hotel. He doesn't pay the bill. He puts it on the business account. Why? Because he's there for the business. Good, but who can tell me, who honestly can tell me that I'm in this for the business? You know, that's an incredibly, incredibly hard argument. We'll see now. That's called Lishmo. Everything he's doing is for the sake of Hashem. Now, who can find it there? That's where Rav Pinkus had a much more practical solution for us down here. You know, which needs to be also, okay, there's all the different pshatim. He himself mentioned one of the pshatim, and that is this: you get other people to do the mitzvahs there, you don't lose the reward there. That reward is fully intact for you in Olam Haba, because you can't give a value to that in physical terms, because it's not your mitzvah. If you are busy learning a Daf Gemara, yeah? Let's say you have an hour to learn, you can learn a Daf Gemara. In the middle, you take out 15 minutes to go get a chvesnish, you go get a coke, let's say. You go to the coffee room. You know, if you like coffee, you want a cold coke. So you go to the McCulloch, and the coke's not that cold. So you go to the next McCulloch. Anyway, 15 minutes, you have the mezmidosh, you have your cold coke, and you come back and learn. So that's a quarter duff, right? That's a quarter duff Gemara that you just lost by doing the coke. So Hashem says, you gave the value of a duff Gemara. You valued it. You gave it a value. Your value is a coke, is a cold coke. So every time you have a cold coke, Hashem says, fine. So the schar of a half an amud of Gemara, you don't get paid, because I paid you for that, because you gave the value to the mitzvah. I think Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, I'm not sure. I think Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says this pshat. Reb Pinkus brings this down. So that's why when you get other people to do mitzvahs, somebody's learning Torah because of you. So there's no cheshbon, because you're not giving value to his daf Gemara. You're getting full pay for his daf Gemara. If he doesn't learn for half an hour because he goes to get a coke, that doesn't detract from your schar, because you have a full value on that Gemara. That's why when you help other people do mitzvahs, you get full schar. The Chovos have always said that as well. That's how he explains it, because you're not giving a price. But in mitzvahs, you give a price. You give a price. I'm not going to daven mincha now because I'm tired. I'd rather have a shlof, you know, and then I'll daven mincha later, and then never daven mincha or whatever. So Hashem says, mincha's worth a sleep to you. So how many sleeps have you had in the world? So every time you slept, I'm taking it out of your mincha account, because you find that mincha is worth half an hour shlof. So you're giving value to your mitzvahs in this world. So Hashem says, fine, you put the tag on, I'll pay you for it, no problem. So that's also scary. So how do you matzil those mitzvahs? You get other people to do mitzvahs, and then you get the schar for that. But it doesn't explain how you save your own mitzvahs. Okay. You have to dredge up that Rav Pinkus share again and try and listen to Rav Shlomo. I think you've heard it already maybe once. In the good old days, everybody had to listen to it. You couldn't come into the Beis Midrash until you'd heard that share, because what are you wasting your time? Go to the Beis Midrash and you're gonna drink up all your learning you're gonna do. You're gonna fizz it out in the coffee room. Especially Eish Kodesh, there's cake and there's whiskey and there's, you know, you can eat up. Every morning you can eat up your Olam Haba. You don't have to wait for the Shabbos Cholent. You can also, so that shir becomes quite important, how you matzil. He has an unbelievable eitzah then, how you matzil your mitzvahs. Is if you understand whose table you're eating on, whose world you're enjoying. It's your father's world. It's your father's world. When you go visit your mother and you're hungry and you want something from the fridge, you don't pay when you go to the fridge. You take out the gefilte fish from Shabbos and you sit down and you eat something in her house. You don't get a bill afterwards. In fact, your mother's enjoying watching you eating the gefilte fish. So if you understand when you're eating, when you're sleeping, when you're doing things, that's your tati. You're eating your tati. It's not that you're doing it because you're serving Hashem. That's a high level. We're not holding there. You have to listen to the way Rav Pinkus put it. But you're eating your tati's food. You went to visit your father and then you ate in his house. So he's going to charge you for that? No, because you're eating your father's food. If you understand that this is Hashem's food and you're eating it and he's your father and he loves you and he cares for you and he wants what's best for you, then you don't get a bull when you eat his food and you have pleasure in his world. He's not a rabbi, he's enjoying it. He's getting nachas from watching you enjoying his world. But you have to acknowledge whose world it is. this is Matati's world. So then that's one of the ways that's what thinkers wanted to tie in that area. You have to listen to the whole shia. I don't remember the whole shia properly. There's a lot more to it. Well, that's the general kivun, I think, was the... Okay, let's try push a little bit further. Fine. So this is the problem we have. The problem we have is like this, is that you have to have betochen, and it's a chiyuv, and it's one of the yugimini korim, that is scha and oinish. You're going to get scha for your mitzvah. Okay? Then you have to have betochen. If you don't, it's apikosis. It's not just a nice mitzvah, you didn't do it, you didn't do the mitzvah. It's one of the yugimini korim. So now, how does a baal betochen relate to his scha mitzvah? He has betochen that he's going to get it. For the mitzvahs, he's giving you gmul for the mitzvahs because you show him the mitzvahs. So it's like this. Now we go one step further. V'ein roi liftoyach al maseyu hatoy v'yavtiach nafshoy v'gmul o'ilam hazeh v'olam haba al maseyu. A person shouldn't rely on his mitzvahs, on his good deeds. And he'll promise, he'll say, yeah, everything's out. I'm going to get compensation in this world and in the world to come based on the deeds I'm doing. Yeah, I did a lot of mitzvahs today. I learned Torah. I helped a little lady across the road. I gave stocker. I put on tzitzis. I put on tefillah. By the time you walk on a shachris, you've done a whole bag of mitzvahs. I said, I need a psut for the day. You know, I've made 10 million today. It's not even 8 o'clock. There's shema deraisa, there's tzitzis, there's tefillahs. I mean, mitzvah deraisa you've done before most people have got out of bed. Gevaldik. Daven shmon esra. And it's true. It is gevaldik. I'm not belittling it. It's a fact that person should walk out of shul feeling like a million bucks. Because he just that's what you just did. But you shouldn't rely on your deeds. You shouldn't rely on what you did, on your good deeds and whatever. That's what's going to give you the reward. So what should you do then? How does a Baal Betochen deal with it? Ach yet triach vi shtadl bohidol toivus aboira hatimidi solov. He says matriach. That means you've got to exert yourself. It's not just do a little bit of this. No, you have to mamash matriach. You have to exert yourself. To put in an effort to mekayim the mitzvahs of Hashem, to do the rotzon of Hashem and keep his mitzvahs, because that's what he wants. Why? As a hoidah, as an appreciation for everything that Hashem's doing for us. All the chesorim that Hashem's doing for us, I'm doing his mitzvahs as a way of saying thank you for everything he's done for me. Now, philosophically, that's obviously very difficult. We'll see. But this is a theme that runs through the whole of the Chovos HaLevavos. In Shah Avodah Elokim, there's somewhere else also, I think. Sha'avas Hashem. This theme runs through all the time. Is that you are meshubah to Hashem because of all the chesed he's done for us, and you pay back that shibud by doing his rotzon. All the chesed and all the good Hashem's done for us, you al-stakorasatoiv, you bring the mitzvahs. Appreciation. Maybe you want to translate those words. Lo letikvas gmul osid sheyischayev lo b'maseu, and not out of expectation of the future reward you're going to get. That's owed to you. It's on your cheshbon. It's owed to you. You did the good deed, but you mustn't rely on that. Ach yivtach Elokim boy, you should trust in Hashem. They will give you the reward. Again, that loshen. Hishtadlus liproya. How do you have to pay Hashem with your akoros atoy, with your recognizing all the great good that Hashem's done for you. After you've done this hishtadlus, Hashem will give you the reward. So you have to have betochen that there's reward. And now you have to go to the mitzvah, not for the reward. Forget about the reward. You have betochen, you're going to get the reward, but not because you deserve it, and not because Hashem's paying you for your deeds. Your deeds are there as an act of akaras hatov. For all the chesed Hashem's done for you, okay? And the reward you're getting is also chesed Hashem's doing for you, and you have to have akaras hatov for that as well. But that's not why you're doing the mitzvah. That's how he magdiz it, and this is big news. This is not a simple avoid a bichlal. Where does Yeru fit into this? I'm doing the mitzvah, so I shouldn't get an oinesh. He doesn't discuss that side, but that also needs to be thrashed out as well. We have to think about how that works. Meantime, he's focusing on the reward. And the reward, you're going to have a koros atay for the scha as well. So he brings the famous Mishnah. This is the famous Mishnah in Avos. You were in Rabbi Yaakov Hillel's Vadim Shlomo when we learned Pirkei Avos with him, when we used to go there. You were in the yeshiva. I don't know if you used to come to the Rabbi Yaakov Hillel's Vadim on the Monday night. You came to him when we did
Pirkei Avos. Did you do those Vadim? It wasn't at your time, but I did used to go. I went to his Pirkei Avos Vadim on
Monday. When you were a Bocha Ba'or Avram,
when I was married. After I was married, I was coming back from from Beit Shemesh by you, I used to, on Mondays, to stop and go.
But when you were a boch in the yeshiva, you never came to the
bar. But I remember doing it. I did do it with him.
Yeah. Okay. So I remember you learned this. We spent a lot of time on this Mishnah. So he says like this. This is the Mishnah Perek Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Al tiyu kavodim, don't be like avodim. Hamasham shim esarav, they serve the master. Al manas lekabel pras, in order to get a reward. Why are you serving the master? Because you know you're going to get a reward. You're getting paid. That's not. And if you weren't getting paid, you wouldn't do it. you mustn't serve Hashem like that. Elo you kavodim hamasham shim esarav shelo manas lekabel pras. Once again, very simple, easy, deceptively easy mission pick covers. Serve Hashem, not with the expectation of getting rewards, like unconditional service. You have unconditional love, you have unconditional simcha, now you have unconditional service. You serve us without any hope of getting a reward. You serve Hashem because you serve Hashem. No, you don't want to get paid for that. Okay, let's see how he learns pshat here. The very interesting pshat. We'll have to carry this on next week. A lot of pshat here. There's a whole avoida here, and there's a Rambam that learns slightly differently. We have to have a look at. V'yimayre shamayim aleichem. What do? You have to serve Hashem, not amanam to kabel pras. And you have to have the awe, the fear, whatever, of Shemaim upon you. Makesha. What's that got to do with anything now? What's this? Umayr Shemaim Aleichem. What's it got to do with not serving Hashem with Al-Malam Makabal Pras? Based on what we just said. It should say, V'haydes Hashem al-Svasov. Don't serve Hashem al-Makabal Pras. Serve not to Makabal Pras. And you should be praising him or whatever. Have a chorus of toiv. No, Umayr Hashem Aleichem. Like, I'm going to stop here because really there's a whole we have to stop here and Ma'akev and see exactly how he's learning Pshatya. It's not so poshut. So Mitzvah Shem, next week we'll summarize this and then we'll take it further. If we start this now, we're going to be another half an hour at least. You might have the koich for it, but I don't think I do. I'm going home now. I'm going to have supper. That's what I want to go do now.
Enjoy. Well, thank you, Rabbi.
Beseda, we'll see you all tomorrow. Laila
Tov.
Take good care. All the best.
Me as well.
Shlomo, he's gone. Okay. Everyone's gone.